Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 8th. You'll be interested to know, 110 years ago, today in 1913, the 17th Amendment was ratified, introducing the direct election of United States senators by the voters of the states. This significant change aimed to enhance democratic participation, shifting the power from state legislatures to the people. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with knee-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3 feet throughout the morning, providing nice conditions. Expect the winds to be sideshore at 2 mph, keeping things smooth for now. As the day progresses, anticipate a shift to onshore winds, which may create some bumps later on. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 4.5 foot at 7:15 a.m., with a 0-foot low tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday presents a mix of conditions. Wednesday starts with clean 2 to 3 feet waves, ideal for beginners, while afternoon winds shift to fair. Thursday features similar heights but transitions to choppy in the afternoon. By Friday, expect fair surf at 4 to 6 feet, with clean mornings giving way to choppy conditions later. Overall, a varied but enjoyable surf experience awaits. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 58 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:17, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up to mostly sunny skies later, with a high near 61 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and a low of 54, with more patchy fog after 11. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies with patchy fog in the mornings and highs around 64 to 65 degrees. Nights will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy, with lows in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego is known for its beautiful beaches, but erosion has taken a toll on the sand. The San Diego Association of Governments has unveiled a plan to restore the sand, with Torrey Pines State Beach among the locations set to benefit. Dr. Pat Abbott, a professor emeritus of geology at San Diego State University, emphasized the importance of beach sand as a natural barrier during storms and its appeal to tourists. This project aims to replenish 3 times the amount of sand used in the last restoration in 2012, which cost $26 million. A feasibility study is expected by July. Now on to sports. In an exhilarating showdown, Florida rallied from a 12-point deficit to defeat Houston, securing the program's 3rd national championship since 2006. The game took place in San Antonio, Texas, where All-American guard Walter Clayton Jr. struggled early, not scoring until the second half. However, Florida's supporting players, led by Will Richards' 18 points, kept them competitive. Clayton eventually contributed 11 points and 7 assists, earning the Final Four's Most Outstanding Player title. This victory marked Florida's third championship and the Southeastern Conference's first since 2012. In local sports, last night in Sacramento, the Friars edged out the Athletics 5-4 at Sutter Health Park. Machado doubled to center, driving in 2 key runs, and Tatis Jr. powered a 406-foot homer. King secured the win with a solid outing, while Suarez snagged the save. Despite Severino's efforts, he took the loss for the A's. San Diego's record now stands at 9-2, maintaining their strong start in the season. Tonight, the Friars take on the Athletics again in Sacramento. Dylan Cease, with a 3.38 ERA, faces Jeffrey Springs, who carries a 4.00 ERA. Look out for Jackson Merrill, hitting 378. First pitch is at 7:05. The Lakers were off last night, but tonight, with a record of 48-30, they face the Oklahoma City Thunder at the Paycom Center. The Thunder hold a strong record of 64-14, putting them in first place in the Northwest Division. King James is available with a left groin strain. Tip-off is at 5 o'clock. Tonight, the Kings fell short against the Kraken, losing 2-1 in Los Angeles. Quinton Byfield scored early, but Seattle's Matty Beniers and Brandon Montour quickly responded. Despite valiant efforts, the Kings couldn't equalize. LA now stands at 44-24-9 for the season. Thursday night, the Kings clash with the Ducks in the City of Angels. In top news, Shopify Chief Executive Officer Toby Luck has informed employees that before requesting additional headcount or resources, teams must demonstrate why they cannot get what they want done using AI. In a memo shared on X, Luck emphasized that exploring autonomous AI agents could enhance team dynamics and could spark fun discussions and projects. He described the integration of reflexive AI usage as a baseline expectation at Shopify, noting that effective AI use is now a fundamental skill for all employees. Luck stated, "What we need to succeed is our collective sum total skill and ambition at applying our craft, multiplied by AI." In business news, MicroStrategy is bracing for a significant loss in the first quarter, following a sharp decline in Bitcoin prices. The software company reported $5.9 billion in unrealized losses on its digital assets for the quarter ending on March 31st. Despite a related income tax benefit of $1.7 billion, the company anticipates a net loss. Shares fell by 10.2% to $264. With over 528,000 bitcoins valued at $43.6 billion, MicroStrategy warns that further declines could hinder its financial stability. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to just over $80,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just under $1,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has secured an extension for its Amazon Web Services contract, preventing the early cancellation that would have caused numerous agency websites to go dark. The contract will now expire on July 31st, providing additional time to find an alternative cloud computing solution. A NOAA spokesperson confirmed there will be no interruption in service. This decision follows public outcry, including remarks from NBC Today host Al Roker, who highlighted the real-world impacts of federal budget cuts. The Commerce Department is requiring NOAA to reduce its information technology budget by 50%, affecting critical weather data services. And in entertainment news, the trailer for Tron: Ares has Jared Leto racing out of the digital world, showcasing his character, Ares, as he embarks on a dangerous mission in a neon-infused visual spectacle. Leto, along with Jeff Bridges, who reprises his role as Kevin Flynn, previewed the film at CinemaCon in Las Vegas. The sneak peek features Ares evading the police on his light cycle, while a giant recognizer looms overhead. Bridges described the film as an incredible visual experience, promising audiences a thrilling return to the grid. Tron: Ares will hit theaters on October 10th. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Ralph Marston. And he said, "You've done it before and you can do it now. See the positive possibilities. Redirect the substantial energy of your frustration and turn it into positive, effective, unstoppable determination." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.